Hello, friends, and welcome to my podcast, Socialistic Approach. It's been a few weeks. It has. I just been settling into the new year, and there's definitely been a lot of newness for me, and also just wrapping up things from Dark Continuous. But I hope everybody's well and more than well, you know, at ease and peace as much as we can be in a society right now that we feel is broken. There's just been so many things that are happening in our lives and around us that want to pull us in so many different directions. And it's so important that we have centered what our priorities are and where we're heading and how we're going to go in that direction. Even if we need plan A, B, C, D, and all the way through Z. Because things are going to come up along the way. Surprises are part of life, you know, both good and bad ones. And we have to remind ourselves that we are equipped in our humanity to be able to grow these areas that will show up to help us when we need it. And we'll go a little bit into that today in regards to a particular area, and one that I think that we're always going to be experiencing in life is a given, but even more so during the times that we're seeing, the things that we're experiencing from the year prior that are continuing this year, because there are different levels of this, which is grief. How do we grieve in a way that is healthy and that allows us to be authentically ourselves without any apologies? So when I think about grief, the state of grieving, it does take me back to an episode that I did, more towards the beginning, called Heartbreak, where with heartbreak, it really is an acceptance of, you know, letting go of something, and even an idea, or a goal, or a dream, or a person that we were so invested in, we were so convinced by, we were so in love by, you know, and having to go through the process of accepting that that may not be the reality is very difficult. And I think with the process of grieving, it just looks so in so many different ways for so many people and for so many reasons. I think when we talk about grieving, we immediately think about, you know, the loss of someone in our lives that passed away. And with that, it comes a very deep pain of the idea that you may never be able to connect with that person again. It's just very hurtful. But we go through those things with a lot of areas in our lives and a lot of people who haven't passed away. When we go through a divorce or a breakup where we understand that things cannot continue to be the same, or even the communication, we are going through a process of grief, you know, grieving that experience. We have to let go that relationship is no longer present, is dead. I can no longer have what I had. That is no longer in existence. And I mean, that's literally the meaning of death, you know. It's no longer here to be utilized and to be experienced. And with that also comes the reality of accepting things that are no longer available to us, that will no longer be available to us. Sometimes accepting the reality of the state that our society is in and having to accept this moment for what it is, there is pain and deep sorrow in that, and that is what grief is. So one of the best ways, I think, in managing that type of deep sorrow and pain it is acceptance. And I think that with heartbreak, acceptance is key. Acceptance and also allowing yourself to process this moment. We are capable of going through this. In those moments of deep sorrow and pain, grief, we feel that it's so strong sometimes that we're not ever going to make it through the other side, that we're not ever going to get out of that state. There's even people who feel when they've lost someone, you know, when someone, they have had someone pass away, that they never truly stop the process of grief. They just evolve in it. They grow in it. But they're constantly healing that. That's interesting to me. So, and it also makes me think, are we looking for a clean slate every single time we go through sorrow and pain as a new beginning? Or do we celebrate progress in our life? Fruit for thought and keep it up there. But I think what's really key is our ability to remind ourselves that I am living truly in my life and my humanity, and part of this existence is grief, is pain, is sorrow, is loss. That is part of my human experience. It's part of my human journey. And these things that I am, that are coming into my life, do I choose to welcome them? Do I have the welcome mat in my front door for them to come in and teach me and help my growth and show me my life experience 100% of the way? And that's hard. That's hard because it's easier to say that than when you're actually going through this enormous amount of pain or disappointment of having to let go. Let go that this no longer exists or can exist in our lives. And so, how do we in those moments do that? I think it's keeping ourselves grounded through daily reminders, meditations, and things that call us to be us in that moment. And what I mean by that is that when we're sometimes struggling with our emotions and going through a painful situation, a lot of times we feel like we own an explanation to other people around us, or even to ourselves, or we have this idea of how we should be behaving and how this experience should be. And have we ever even stopped and asked ourselves, why should that be the case? Why should there be one way of doing things, or why should there be a specific way of feeling an emotion? Feeling things that are very real to us, feeling loss. And I think discarding those ideas that the process of pain and grief should look a certain way can help us just show up for ourselves in an authentic way. And again, the reality that us as human beings and souls, we've been equipped to deal with grief because grief is part of our nature. Grief is part of this journey that we're in. Therefore, those things we're able and equipped to handle them. And remind yourself in that, on those things, when you have moments where you feel like you can no longer carry it, you can no longer keep going, you have the capability to get through this, and you don't have to do it alone. That's the second part of this. Community care is so important in so many areas in our lives, and it's not community service, but community care. That not only are those people around us invested in our lives as much as we are in theirs, and there's actually a depth to those relationships and a bond and connection to grow together, but that you guys are showing up for each other. That is so meaningful in any relationship that you have, whether it's a partner, best friend, sister. How are you showing up for each other? And how are you welcoming that person showing up for you? Because let's be honest, there's a lot of times we're complaining of how alone we are and how frustrated and that nobody understands, but we also are not letting other people in. And I know that firsthand. When, you know, I went through so many years of deep depression, and it's something that I am still working on managing and going through. But this time, my body and my mind just signaled, you know, that you can no longer do this the way that you were doing it, or you're gonna get yourself in a deep hole, Sharon. But I spent so many years of going through these real depressive states, and they kept getting worse and worse and worse in silence. But then I will feel so alone. I will feel so misunderstood. Yet I wasn't really allowing the people who were in my life to really give them the opportunity to show up for me. I wasn't doing that. And it's something that I have been working on the last 3 years to allow, you know, to really have a conscious awareness of those around me, those who have been around me, how they've demonstrated that, and to just allow them to be, and to allow myself to also show up and be there for them. And that takes a lot of accountability, that takes a lot of transparency, that takes a lot of vulnerability. Which is something that a lot of us are scared of, because we associate vulnerability with weakness. And it's actually so like the opposite of that. Vulnerability to me is the strength to be able to say, I'm not okay. It's the strength to be able to show all your colors and not be ashamed of that. That you are authentically yourself and honest with the state of your humanity in that moment. Where you're at, where you've been, and where you want to head. That to me is vulnerability. And vulnerability is so important when we're going through a process of grieving, because we're able to show up truly and honestly for ourselves first before expecting anybody else to do it. Because if you can do that for yourself, you can show that amount of kindness to yourself, it's going to be hard for others to be there for you in the time that you need it. And if you are hearing this and you're struggling to accept that you need other people, then I ask that you really evaluate that in yourself. Needing other people doesn't mean that you need them to exist or that you need them, you know, to live a specific type of life. But we are based, you know, in community. Like, that is the nature of our humanity. And we are called to have relationships. And those things are needed for a healthy life. They are. And there's a thin line here. It's like, it's not about like, oh, I need this person in order to live. That's not what I'm saying. But we do need relationships. We need connection. We are made to have it, to embrace it, and to feed that in our lives in a healthy way. Not in a place of neediness, in the sense of, I haven't filled myself, so I need this person to do it for me, but in the sense of just the nature of having connections. It's just a natural thing, you know? And we see that all across our, you know, the motions and an environment of our nature. So let's recap. And if you're going through a moment of grieving, or don't even know but feel like it might be, then dig a little deeper. What's causing you sorrow and what's causing you pain? But let's recap. Vulnerability, being transparent with yourself, being aware that in my humanity, I'm going to experience grief. Therefore, I am equipped and capable of going through this moment. Am I allowing this moment to truly enter my life in the way that it needs to? Acceptance. And accepting community care. And most importantly, loving myself in the state that I am. Accepting myself. Accepting my pain. and knowing that this is a process that I have to go through and that I will make it, not just to the other side, but that I will progress in this pain and become a better person. And that has to be a conscious decision that we make, and it is within our power to make it. Oh, I'm sending my love and just positive thoughts your way. And I hope that you can fill your soul today with this message or pass it along to someone that may need to hear it. But I love you and thank you for listening. And until next week.